Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast contains adult themes and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
The Violet Hour presents
Red Riding Hoods, Episode 3, The Driftwood Demon.
So we're just driving east?
Mother said we were on the right path. That path was heading east.
What do you think she looks like?
Like somebody's mama.
I imagine her as a reverse Batman. Like, she tracks killers by day, then by night she's at the club looking hot as hell with guys lined up to buy her drinks.
Judging by how much she knows about InfoSec, I'm guessing she's actually ex-NSA. And most likely not that cute.
Says our resident tech hottie.
Please.
You're also sure it's a woman?
Yeah, for all we know, it could be some chunky neckbeard role-playing for us.
Or a bot that just sends out pre-programmed codes that we have put way too much thought into.
Hey, what's up?
I created an app to aggregate reports of murders and disappearances around us.
Total tech hottie move.
This says there was a murder in Driftwood. Here, there's a news report.
News out of Driftwood today, where an area man was brutally murdered in what police are calling a copycat slaying, reminiscent of the Driftwood Demon. Eugene Pitts, an attendant at the town's only gas station, was found last night on Route 66.
Holy shit. It's that pervy-ass attendant.
But we left him alive.
They said his murder fit the Driftwood Demon's M.O.
Couldn't be, though. We was just there and we didn't find nothing.
That lady I saw at Reverend Ambrose's church was in Alameda when El Verdugo returned. So if she's in Driftwood now...
Guess we know why Mother didn't bother sending us any directions. She knew we'd be heading right back to Driftwood.
No cops at the gas station, so that's good.
Crime scene's a few miles up the road. Probably clear by now.
No idea why, but I half expected there to be a memorial here or something. Good people die every day, and the world forgets their name. Killers don't deserve any special treatment.
Preach.
We have a few hours till sundown. Then we can go check out that junkyard again and see if this time the...
Elisa!
Kate? Is that her sister?
Shit just got real.
Oh, Kate. What are you doing here?
Did you forget? Her rideshare app's on a family plan. I saw you got a ride here. I was hoping that meant you were still here.
Jesus, girl. Tell me again why you used a rideshare.
Now that you mention it, that driver probably told the cops about us.
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Kate, by the way.
Hi, Kate, by the way. Did you tell Mom and Dad you were coming here?
They're hoping I can talk some sense into you and bring you home.
Okay. Shit. Sorry, can you give me a few minutes? Yeah. Go have some sister time.
You've got until sundown.
No more ride shares.
Come on. let's go get a coffee or something. Nice to meet you, Kate. She seems nice. Dude had no idea what a flat white was, so I just got you a latte.
I'ma guess coconut milk was a no-go.
Be happy they had soy.
So we got three new besties, but you said four girls rescued you at Preston Lake.
One of them is no longer with us.
Oh. Be straight with me, Lise. What are you doing out here? Are you being held against your will? Is this some kind of cult, like Nexium?
What?
Just blink twice if you need me to call the cops.
Kate, do not call the cops.
Okay, geez. Slow your roll.
Those girls I'm with all survived a mass murder. Just like me. We're trying to prevent anyone else from going through what we did.
Is that why the FBI is looking for you?
The FBI has got enough on their plate without...
Some agent came around asking about you. He gave me his card. Said to have you call him. He was kind of cute, which is weird as fuck, just like him.
This is information you should lead a conversation with, Kate.
My bad.
I hope that helps you better understand why I'm not telling you everything.
You've never been a fighter, Lise. You trust people too much. Especially when they least deserve it.
A lot's changed, Kate.
You've got no business being out on the road with a bunch of vigilantes. You can't even tell when someone's tailing you.
No one's tailing me.
Those other girls have been parked outside the whole time we've been here. They don't want you out of their sight.
I'm not being held against my will. Okay? And no one seems to think I belong, but I am not coming home. Sorry you wasted your time coming all the way out here.
What do I tell Mom and Dad?
Tell them I'll check in when I can, but don't show up like this again.
Nice seeing you too, Lise.
So, Kate seems cool.
I take it you don't have any little sisters.
I got a brother, who is my parents' golden boy. I always wonder how I'd turn out if I'd had a sister.
Same. I got three brothers and I don't even think any of them realize I left town yet.
Well, now you have three sisters.
Aw, thanks.
What about you, Rosie?
Only child.
That explains so much. Jeez, I was just kidding about...
The junkyard gate's open.
Maybe the cops left it open?
I don't think it's the police. Hey, there's flashlights moving around in there. You see them?
Who else would be here?
Let's approach on foot. See if we can sneak up on them.
All right, gear up, ladies.
We gotta get you a scabbard for El Verdugo's old knife.
I can manage.
How should we handle our entrance?
Why are you asking me? I'm not the leader. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Don't act all humble. Mother reached out to you for a reason. And besides, you're the only one of us here that's seen a real-life resurrected killer.
Quiet. Standard entry formation. Everyone behind me.
Careful. There's a van parked just inside the gates.
Hey, that's the same van I saw outside the slaughterhouse back in Alameda.
That means...
Get down!
I knew we should have brought the extension ladders.
We'll just have to make do with the 10-footers.
Reverend Ambrose is gonna ask why we don't have better overhead shots.
Then perhaps he'll buy us the drone we've been asking for.
We'll certainly have the budget for it after this.
Those the same guys you saw in Alameda?
Yep. Same dopey-ass choir boys hauling AV gear.
Now we already know what they're trying to film.
Safety's off. Be ready.
Black Chevy. Blue Toyota.
Kayla, keep it down.
I'm looking for a good luck car on the stacks. Like a little red Corvette or something.
Gambling is a sin.
I propose no wager, brother. Just asking a question.
In that case, yes. I do believe this time will be different. Mostly because of Bates already on the hook.
Bait? What bait? Check out that white Hyundai.
Enough with the cars?
That's weird. It's brand new. The hell's it doing here?
It can't be.
Oh, damn. Is that his sister's car?
Kate! Keep it down!
Elisa, it's okay. We'll find her.
Where did the Driftwood Demon put his victims?
In the car crusher.
Kate! Elisa, wait!
Cover her.
It might be booby trap.
This car crusher looks ancient. Maybe it doesn't even work anymore.
Then why would they have bothered putting a car inside it?
There's someone in the driver's seat.
That's her! Kate!
Why isn't she responding?
She's breathing. She's just unconscious. Fuck, they chained her to the seat.
So long, choir boys.
Elisa, find the locks on those chains. I should be able to pick them in about.
No!
It's okay. It's just lights. The crusher didn't turn on.
What if it does?
Elisa, try and free your sister. The rest of us will cover you.
You got this?
I'm not leaving without her, no matter what. I'm gonna get you out of this, Kate, okay? I promise.
What is that?
He's here.
There he is. 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's definitely no Roy Burns.
Oh, come on, Kate. Please wake up. Come on, I need you to wake up.
Light him up.
Working.
Aim for his head.
Any other ideas?
Kayla?
I'm fine. Just...
Yo, I'm empty.
distracted. I just...
I mean, how did you make him dissolve like this?
It's like his body had been on borrowed time, and you just... You just forced him to catch up on all the decomposition he'd been putting off.
It wasn't me. It was the knife. Kayla, you said you can pick a lock?
Oh, yeah.
Chrissy was right. We made her think she was crazy, but she was right all along.
Kate? You awake?
Lise?
Hey. Oh, I'm here, Kate. It's okay. Oh, I'm here, baby sis. I'm here. Everything's gonna be fine.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Sister Dahlia!
I know. I saw the footage as well.
I told you this was not to happen again.
I am sorry, Reverend.
I am not interested in apologies. I am interested in solutions. And if you do not provide me with one, I will ensure that your little sister is removed from school and put on the next plane back to Mexico.
I just need more time.
Forgive my outburst, sister. This temper is the cross I bear in exchange for all the blessings our Lord has bestowed upon me. It's just that when I saw what you were capable of, I knew God had plans for you beyond that squalid little village. You have been blessed with abilities few could even dream of. And that's why I struggle to understand how a team of girls has twice now thwarted these glorious resurrections. If we are to show our congregation these phenomenons, indeed, if we are to share these miracles with the world at large, then we must ensure that witches do not arrive at the last hour to cancel our plans.
When Jesus resurrected Lazarus, many of the people who were there believed, but some did not. Had Jesus resurrected someone else, someone more notorious, perhaps, would everyone have believed?
You sound like you have someone in mind already.
Yes. I require additional materials. Did you locate those items I had requested?
Yes. I found what you're looking for.
Already? I had assumed it would be months before...
The internet can be a force for good when used properly. I have a team standing by to accompany you once you're ready.
You did not mean what you said earlier about my sister, did you?
As long as you work for me, your little sister will remain in school, courtesy of my ministry. She'll have all the opportunities your family never let you have. But remember that I do not employ failures.
Thank you, Reverend.
Oh, give all thanks to God, Dahlia.
Reverend, please.
One more failure, though, and you will answer to me.
Whatever they used to knock me out was some potent shit. It's like a bad hangover.
I really don't want you driving until you're more clear-headed.
I'm fine. God, you're as bad as Mom.
Harsh, Kate.
We owe those choir boys a beatdown just for you.
Send me video when you catch up to them.
Oh, it's gonna be epic.
Your phone's clean, and if they got a GPS on your car, then they hit it better than anybody I ever seen.
Y'all know how to make a girl feel special.
Hey, it's the least we could do.
Thank you. All of you.
Until we meet again.
So long, farewell. Na, 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 na.
Yeah, I ain't singing that.
Looks like you're rolling with a pretty tight crew.
Well, they're growing on me. I still miss you, though.
Yeah, but look at you. Carrying a knife the size of a fucking sword and rescuing damsels in distress from car crushers and cultists.
Well, when you put it like that.
I was wrong, Lise. You do belong out here. I'm sorry I couldn't understand why you wouldn't tell me about it earlier.
Don't apologize for anything. I am the one who should be apologizing for getting you wrapped up in all of this.
It's fine. At least now I know why you can't come home, and why I don't belong out here on the road with you.
Call me as soon as you get home. I will scour the freeways looking for you if you don't.
I will. I love you, Lise.
I love you too, sis.
She'll be all right.
Yeah, I know. You all ready?
There's still some cameras up around the junkyard. Looks like them choir boys were streaming a video of us.
Pervs.
Well, if they were watching us, then they saw us kick the Driftwood demon's ass.
Thanks to El Verdugo's knife.
Now that they've seen how we defeat these things, they're gonna try and neutralize it.
Remember what Chrissy told us about her blade? She took it from the killer that attacked her, and she destroyed him with it.
And we all told her she was crazy.
Now imagine if we each had the weapon from the killer that attacked us. Do you guys know where those weapons are?
Yeah, but I'm not going back there.
Yeah, me neither.
And you can't force us to return.
Those weapons are the only advantage we have if we're gonna destroy these monsters. Chrissy knew it. Now we know it too.
We have to get them.
You're right. So, who's up first?
You've been listening to Red Riding Hoods, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed by Sarah Joy Brown, written by David Kiros Jr. Music supervision, music composition, and Foley artistry by Michael Paris. Sound designed, mixed, and mastered by Jean-Marc Brissat. Edited by Sarah Joy Brown and Michael Paris. Executive producer, Cassie Josepho. Creative producer, Maria Corso. Haley Poulos is the voice of Elisa. Michaela Bartholomew is Jackie. Sam Dumit is Rosie. Gina Kim is Kayla. Isha Blacker is Anton. Miranda Celine is Dahlia. Ian Dick is Reverend Ambrose, with Carolyn Hennessy. Additional voices by David DeLuise, Eric Martzoff, Joshua Baton, Brad Hawkins, Kelly Pruner, Alice Pollock, Connor McGiffin, Daniel May, and Jennifer Sun Bell.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.